Our sustaining member question is about a grumpy guest. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. Hope y'all are having a nice afternoon. I have a question for you. A friend of mine bought his first house a few months ago, and he's been talking about throwing a housewarming party for months. He recently sent out invites to a Facebook event for it, calling it a stock the bar party. Here's the exact wording of the description. The boxes are gone. I've cleaned up the mess. I'd like to give you my new address. Please join me on Friday, July 20th, 2018 at 7 p.m. for a housewarming / stock the bar party. Donations of your favorite beverage are encouraged. Smiley face. I'm not wrong to be put off by this, am I? Who throws themselves a housewarming party and then instructs people not only to bring gifts, but what type of gifts they need to be? I'm trying to follow your example, looking for reasons this could have been intended less presumptuously than it comes across. It could be that because he's a bachelor, as well as someone who hasn't hosted any social gatherings in the few years I've known him, he just isn't knowledgeable about hosting and fumbled the etiquette. I also noticed that there's a co-host for the event listed on Facebook, a female friend of his, so perhaps this was her idea, and they just bungled the wording of the invitation so that it sounds like it's him soliciting gifts for himself. In any case, I'm really put off by it, especially because, one, he has attended numerous parties at my house and has never once brought drinks or snacks to share, the standard modus operandi in my friend group, let alone brought a hostess gift for me. And two, I visited his new house soon after he moved in, and I brought him some beer as a housewarming gift back then. So it's not just that I'm a cheapskate, I'm irked that I'm now obligated to bring a second gift, or else look like a jerk. It all just makes me want to decline the invitation. And I have an easy excuse to do so. An organization I'm involved in is having an event that night, so I can easily say I'd already planned to attend that, which is true. But I wondered if I'm being too petty. What's your advice? Do I exercise my prerogative to skip an event I don't feel good about? Or should I take Dan's oft-given advice to see this as an opportunity to be a bigger person, get over it, bring another gift, and hang out with my friend? I look forward to your sage advice. Many thanks, Grumpy Guest.
Oh, Grumpy Guest. Grumpy Guest also wrote back with a follow-up on a particular story of this same person, the same friend, actually writing and saying, you know, do you want us to bring anything to a party? And then Grumpy Guest wrote back and said, yes, snacks would be wonderful. And then the person wrote back and had committed to bringing the snacks and then showed up to the party completely empty-handed. So we are dealing with someone who, I mean, Grumpy Guest is giving a lot of benefit of the doubt here. Like, maybe it's the co-host.
Yes.
Maybe they really just don't understand etiquette behavior. And that's, for me, that's often a comfort zone, not a place of elitism or stuffiness to go to. It's a comfort zone of, you know what, this person just doesn't get it. And not everyone gets everything. I don't get things sometimes, and I hope people are going to know my intentions are good when I don't. So I love the work you're doing, Grumpy Guest, here. Mm-hmm. I also think your friend doesn't totally deserve it. Like, I just don't. I'm like, I'm kind of with you. I wouldn't go. If I really felt this way, like, and I'm hearing a lot of it, maybe we're overacting when we read, but like, it feels like, no, like, come on. I've already done the housewarming thing with you. You never do this for anyone else. You're not like, this isn't the time where I want to be supporting you. And if that's really your attitude, then you shouldn't go to the party. And quite frankly, you don't need any reason other than you're just not going to go. There doesn't have to be another event that you can explain or use as kind of like an extra crutch of reason. There's no reason to do that. You are well within your right to just say, I can't make this one, sorry. And that's it. And boom, problem done.
And because it's a Facebook group invite, that decline isn't necessarily even hard to deliver or difficult.
Or necessary. I mean, Facebook invites, I have, like, people just let them sit, you know?
My response to this question in the show notes was, ha.
No, I noticed that was all that was written in the notes.
When I heard the follow-up, which I hadn't heard when I just read the script, I now want to say, ha, ha. Like you, I really appreciated the good work that went on in this question, and I was also feeling similarly about the need to attend or even to explain why you might not attend.
Right.
I also felt inspired to Google search stock the bar party because I was
thing.
Just curious
if I
had missed something. And
no, I've heard of it before. It's a thing.
As a shower theme,
yep.
Sure. But as a housewarming party to have a gift-giving theme?
No.
This isn't a birthday party theme. This isn't a
shower
theme.
You don't register for housewarmings ever. This is a generosity of spirit type of event. And you could choose to throw a stock the bar party, but it really looks exactly like what you're experiencing, which is a, wow, so you want us to stop. Why don't you just call it BYOB and let people leave with it rather than not? Anyway, it doesn't float with me. Okay, so we've spent some time a little bit laughing at the expense of the person who's throwing the party, and we have said, no, this is not good etiquette, and clearly this person isn't just like a one-off mistake on their invitation skills. This is like they're coming to parties without things that they say they're going to bring. They're not clearly the best of friends right now. I often find that just having that conversation where I get to laugh with someone else, or I get to say or vent with someone else and say, this is ridiculous, right? And then they say, yeah, it's ridiculous. And then we both say, okay, so we're going to go, right? Maybe it gives you the space and just the mental space to be able to go and bring something with you. Maybe you don't do a stock the bar, but maybe you bring a small succulent plant. You know, of just here, happy housewarming again, you know, and it's just you're going to the party that is a housewarming party. You don't have to bring a gift to a housewarming party. You could bring a card if that makes you feel better. You don't have to stock the bar. They're saying contributions are welcome. They're not saying you have to do it. So I might be able to get myself, you know, ready mentally to go and do this. And I would encourage you that if this conversation gave you that space, RSVP, yes, and head on out there with the confidence of knowing that your friend is not being in the best etiquette form.
Grumpy guest, whatever you decide to do, we hope that this answer lets you leave those grumps behind.